Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Today on episode 137 of Think About It features Juan Cerda. He's a Houston native and a biology major at HBU. He grew up loving both science and music, learned to play several instruments when he was young. On campus, Juan is involved in the Worship Band Refuge, and he's an officer in the Tri Beta and Academic Honor Society for the Sciences. In the summer of 2019, Juan Cerda worked at MD Anderson Cancer Center in the CPRIT Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas program, where he gained laboratory research experience. Wow. Now, MD Anderson is, for those not in our city, is probably the most renowned cancer hospital in America.
Yeah, so it actually just got ranked the number one cancer center in America. It's been number one, but just the constant renewal of that, you know, prestige is awesome. And, you know, for me to work there is a blessing that I can't, you know, overlook.
Now tell us how that happened, that you got to MD Anderson, and did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, so the CPRIT program.
CPRIT.
Yeah, so when I came here, across the faculty and some of the students, they introduced me to some of these programs to apply in their undergraduate research programs for, you know, undergraduate students. And what I did was just I got in contact with some of them. You may know him or not, Jacob Flores. He really helped me out apply for these programs. And actually, one of the faculty that came that was, you know, teaching here, Dr. Savano, is the head program over there. So I just talked to her, and she, you know, I filled the application, and they even told me they were really impressed with my academics, not only the academics, but what I do as well. And so I was just a great fit for them, and I ended up working in a great lab.
You know, my wife and I pray often for people that are challenged with cancer, and particularly for those that are providing care for them, because as we all know, cancer is such a devastating thing. What was it like working there, and where you gained laboratory research experience?
The main purpose why I wanted to do cancer, especially here at MD Anderson, was I had a friend that was inpatient there.
Oh, really?
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
He actually just passed away, you know, this semester in
How
October.
How old was he?
He was my age. He was 20.
Okay.
And I really wanted to be closer to him, and I wanted to really drive my, you know, my purpose behind what he was fighting. He was fighting AML. And I know to the very last point of it, he gave it his all, but I wanted to do cancer because of him. I wanted to be closer to him. I wanted to, you know, show him my support. So I was there with him. And I remember sometimes after work, I'd just go visit him, or wow. Sometimes, you know, in the emergency room, he'd give me a call. He's like, hey, you know, I'm going to the emergency room. And I would ask my boss, hey, can I, you know, take the evening off? And he'd grant me permission. I was just being there and just, you know, the support. But I really wanted to do cancer because of him. And like you said, it's such a devastating thing. And it's very, very hard for those individuals who, you know, maybe are not in the faith, or even in the faith, it becomes really hard for them. So what I did was, you know, I tried my best to give my support, not only morally, but spiritually as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I actually got, when I filled out my application, you don't know what you're gonna get picked into. But it's kind of crazy how God works, and he put me in a leukemia lab, just what my friend had. Wow. And it was really awesome for me to work there, to understand exactly what he's going through, and some of the things that he wouldn't understand, I'd be able to, you know, go and be
sure.
Like, hey, this is what it is, this is how it is, you know, on a molecular and scientific level, I was really able to connect from that end. But as far as the laboratory experience and the research, it was awesome. It was, you know, you get hands-on equipment with, you know, we'll never have here. You know, top-notch professionals, top-notch equipment, and just paired with the people that are helping you there is awesome.
Now, you know, You're a biology major at HBU.
Yeah.
What drew you to HBU?
Really, it was the religion here. It was, you know, the faith. To me, being a science major, it becomes really easy to, you know, get blindsided by what the faith is. And I wanted to come to a school that prioritizes not only academics, but also a relationship with God. And just coming here, and I remember, you know, coming here in my freshman year and seeing the band play and seeing, you know, the speakers speak not only about their program, but also about their religion and their focus on Jesus. It really drew me here, and I'm very grateful for that.
So, one, coming here, I mean, you had this fascination for science and music.
Yeah.
It's a unique mixture.
Yeah, so my grandfather's a pastor,
okay.
And he plays the accordion, very, you know, traditional Hispanic stuff.
Cool.
And I grew up playing that sort of stuff, and it's always been a hobby for me. But my love for both science and music is, you know, complete different spectrums. I even thought of like music therapy at some point because it kind of involves a little
sure.
bit of both. But I dedicated all my talent, you know, to God. I play here at school and at church and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's completely, completely different spectrums. But, you know, I'm glad now I'm really incorporating both. I'm in the band and I'm also heavily involved in the biology department here at our school.
Yeah, a lot of times people have the tendency to cosmetically think that all scientists don't believe in God, and
yeah.
nothing could be further from the
yeah.
truth. We know that science literally was shaped by Christian scientists historically, and there's so many contemporaries today. Your leadership faculty here, what kind of impression have they made on you?
Actually, great question. One of my first classes here was cellular and molecular biology, taught by Dr. Horn. And I remember, you know, she sat at the desk, and she was like, you know, we have all this science, and it's really sad to think that there's no God behind it. And that really dictated how my semester and how my time here at HBU was gonna be. Was everything is focused on God. Everything is focused on the creator, you know, of science and of everything. So to me, the faculty here has been very supportive, not only, you know, on my academics, but also my spiritual being and how that is.
Having faith in Christ while you're pursuing your academic studies and having that faith strengthened is an invisible commodity that HBU is so faithful in its execution. And I don't think we can understate it or emphasize it enough to parents and grandparents. It's totally different when a student comes here than often a student who goes to a state school or school where faith is ridiculed or ignored.
Yeah.
And they leave with a degree, but they don't leave with a faith or values. And, you know, as you've seen in your family, faith is indispensable
yeah.
in a marriage.
Yeah.
It's indispensable in parenting. It's indispensable in the strength of family. Your mom and dad have to be proud of what God's doing in your life.
Yeah, and I owe my success, you know, to them, because they, from a very young age, they engraved in me, hey, we have church. You know, we believe in God. We believe that Jesus is our Savior, died on the cross for our sins. And it's really crazy how sometimes we put religion into so many other, we want to incorporate our religion into our decisions. So why not incorporate them into our school, into our academics? And that's exactly what I did when I came here. I wanted a school that focused on religion. I wanted, you know, God to be at the focus of it, because that's what my parents taught me. They, you know, my grandparents said, hey, God first and everything else will come, you know, after. And it's really heartwarming for me to know that my family's proud of me because of the decisions that I made and because of what I've done to reflect what they've taught me.
Now, you were celebrating in the current issue of Pillars magazine, the diversity at HBU, the ethnic diversity that has distinction. It has Christian distinction. You know, I often think of that verse in Revelation 21 where it says all nations, ethne. It's a word that we transliterate, ethnic. All ethnic groups are going to be in heaven someday. So how has it been here from an ethnicity standpoint, seeing how there's diversity and yet there's unity?
It's so much fun. You know, we always think
of... And try to elaborate for me.
Yeah. So we always think of the kingdom of God as like, you know, just us being as saints, you know, worshiping and stuff. But our ethnicities and our culture won't even matter because it's Jesus that's behind it all.
Right.
And Jesus has no discrimination for anything. And but here at HBU is seeing all kinds of cultures and all kinds of, you know, ethnicities. It's really, really fun for me because we can all agree on one thing, and that's Jesus. That he died for us, and you know he's working in us for a better future for all of us. But here specifically, like especially on the band, we do have some ethnic cultures, ethnic differences, and it's just really cool because we can joke about music and foods and stuff like that. Exactly.
Sure.
But when it comes to when it comes down to it, we can all sit at a table, pray, you know, to the same God, and that's so much fun for me because I know it's reflective of one day in the future, like you said, where all nations will be standing, you know, before the Creator.
In your band, for instance, how many different ethnicities would be represented?
Okay, so we have Caucasian, we have African-American, we have Indian, we have Hispanics, and we have some Asians as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
About 40% of our student body is Hispanic.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, God's doing a huge work in Central and South America that a lot of people are unaware of. It's interesting for me to look at the globe and see where God is really moving in a big way. And, of course, he is in Latin America. You have a rich heritage. Now, let's talk about the future. You're an officer in the Tri Beta Academic Honor Society for the Sciences. What's that all about?
So this, it's a research organization where they primarily focus on the biological understanding and the research for just basic sciences. So I'm a treasurer for this organization, and we actually, we have some projects going on with some oil degrading bacteria and some other projects that are really fun. But this whole organization is basically funded for the basic understanding and the, you know, research behind it. It's to encourage undergraduate students to you know, get involved into research and get involved into classes, academics, and stuff like that. It's really, really fun.
Now, what's your goal, future goal, as far as vocationally?
My primary goal is to honor God in everything that I do. First and foremost, that's exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. And if you're not doing that, then what are you doing?
Right.
But as far as, you know, career and academics, I want to pursue a career in research. I want to, specifically in cancer, I want to, you know, add to the field. I want to input my, what I believe, you know, will work or not and stuff like that into the cancer, into the oncology department.
So you're headed for
a
research scientist in oncology?
Yes, that's exactly what the plan is.
Wow, that's an ambitious goal, needed goal. And Houston, I mean, is like a mecca of that. You could do that until you go to heaven right here without ever leaving the city of Houston, Texas.
That's exactly why, you know, I did my internship here. I went to school here. I grew up here. This is my city. You know, I always tell people this is my city. And we have so many things here. And especially in the sciences, when I was working, you know, over the summer, it was really crazy how, you know, we ate at a commons. It's called the Commons, where, you know, people from Baylor, from Methodist, from MD Anderson, from, you know, down the street, whatever, we all came together in, you know, in eating and in the cafeteria and stuff like that. And it just shows so much, not only diversity culturally, but from the sciences as well. You have so many departments that work in so many different things, and it's all here in, in the city of Houston.
Yeah, it's amazing. Juan, look in that camera, just dead stare it. And I want you to think about a student or a parent or a grandparent that's considering HBU. And I want you to just take two or three minutes and tell them why HBU should be their choice for the university they should attend.
HBU should be your choice because of the great faculty here. I really enjoyed my time here, and I feel like the faculty here are amazing. They're great. They'll help you not only academically, but they'll help you spiritually as well. If you lose your way or need to find your way to, you know, God, to Jesus, they'll help you. You know, they'll point you right to them.
You know, I can't agree enough. When we see the passing of Prince, you know, this musical talent out of Minneapolis, I remember the story. Prince went to a church, yeah, and he wanted to use his talent in the band. Mm-hmm. And they thought he was too far out and kind of spurned him. And so when you see Paisley Park and the death of Prince, the death of Michael Jackson at 50, most rock stars never reach 50. I mean, we're talking about a huge value here of really connecting with God, because when you connect with God, it connects your whole life.
Yeah.
It has a beautiful way. And one, we are so thrilled with the progress you're making.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Your contribution here at HBU.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting to see where God takes you.
Thank you.
And we're proud of you. Keep it up, okay?
It means a lot. Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.